session. We're very glad that on Sunday mornings we can come together and worship God.
谢谢大家为我祷告。
Thank you all for praying for me.
也感谢主的保守，我们平安来到这个地方。
And thank God for His safekeeping that we arrived here safely.
大家还记得上个星期我们一起来思想有关于基督徒的生死观的问题。
And I hope you remember that last Sunday we thought about what's Christian view on death.
我们讲过说有三种常见的观点。
We talked about the three concepts.
那么我们常见观点一种呢是众生轻死的观念。
One of the concepts was that we emphasize living rather than death.
但是我们看到主耶稣给我们的应许。
But we saw the promise that Jesus gave us.
那我们相信了主耶稣基督成为我们的个人救主，我们离开这个世界就会与他同在。
When we believe Jesus to be our personal savior, so when we leave this world, we will be with Christ together.
第二个常见的观念是长寿是福。
And the second concept was that longevity is a blessing.
但是我们也看到说，无论在这个世界我们活的日子是长是短，但是我们得到神的应许是说神赐给我们平安。
But the promise we have from God is no matter whether how long we live or how short we live,The best thing we receive from God is that God has given us peace.
所以第三个是寿终正寝的观念。
And the third concept, which there are misconceptions, okay, that if you die well, that's a blessing.
但是我们看到说主也给我们应许说在这个世界上有人可能夺去我们的身体，但是我们不需要怕他，那个夺去身体又可以夺去灵魂的，我们才需要怕他。
But we also see Jesus promise that in this world somebody may take our life. But Jesus said, do not fear those who can only take your body and cannot take your life, because we need to fear God.
对，在这个世界上我们的身体是很脆弱的，随时会受伤，会出问题。
Our bodies are fragile, we can get hurt and we can have problems.
但是我们知道我们的灵魂是在我们的主手里。
But we know that our souls are in the hands of our Lord.
没有人可以夺取的。
No one can take our soul away from him.
所以这是神给我们的美好的应许。
So these are the precious promises that God has given us.
所以通过这些每一句话都是耶稣基督给我们的应许，给我们带来很多的安慰。
So all these promises and every word were given by Jesus and which brings us lots of comfort.
所以在这个世界上我们没有任何可以惧怕的。
So there's nothing we should fear in this world.
那我们既然讲了三个都是比较错误的观点，那到底什么是正确的观点呢？
So we talked about three misconceptions, but what is the true view of death?
换句话说，我们基督徒正确的生死观应该是怎样的呢？
What is a correct Christian view on life and death?
所以去讲到死之前，我们就要看到生是怎么样子。
So before we talk about death, we need to talk about life.
那以前有一个神学生呢，他去医院里面去实习
哈。There was a theological student who went to the hospital to intern.
有人说神学院的学生怎么去会去医院做实习哈。
So people would ask, how come a seminary student would do his practice at a hospital?
你知道，这个医院有很多是住院牧师的哈。我不知道现在还有没有，现在还有。
You know, there are many hospital chaplains in the hospitals.
因为这个有住院的牧师，有随军的牧师哈，这个都各种各样。以前在公司里面还有的牧师的，但现在都比较少一些了。
So we know in the United States there are army chaplains and there are hospital chaplains. Sometimes in companies they have chaplains.But there are less of the chaplains in the companies now.
这个学生呢，他学的这个专业呢，是到医院去做这个住院的牧师。
So this seminary student, his specialty was to be a chaplain in a hospital.
所以到了医院，很多就是危重的病人。
So when he went to the hospital, he saw many sick patients.
所以他每天要去看这些个看这些病人。
So every day he does his visits.
所以看到一个危重的病人，他就可以跟他谈话嘛。
And so he can talk to these sick patients.
所以他就跟他去传福音说，你马上这个病如果治不好，你就要离开这个世界了哈。
He would tell the patient if your illness is not cured, you will leave this world very quickly.
你知道你的灵魂去哪里吗？
Do you know where your soul would go?
那个人说我不知道。
And the patient would say, I don't know.
他说去两个地方。
He said there are only two places to go.
一个是天堂，一个是地狱。
One is heaven, one is hell.
你打算去哪里吧？
So which place would you like to go?
所以这种传福音的方式也很特别，是不是？
So this is a very unique way of sharing the gospel.
那当然谁都要去天堂了，是不是？
Of course, everybody wanted to go to heaven.
我们不知道生活中有没有碰到这样的人跟你跟人家去传福音。
I don't know if you ever met someone like God to share the gospel with you.
当然，一种常见的观念就是说，你如果相信耶稣基督的话，你得救的话，你将来死后怎么样，就是去天堂而已。
The most commonly believed thought was that if you believe in Jesus, when you die, you will go to heaven.
那这个是不是基督教的生死观呢？
But is this the real Christian view on life and death?
我想这个我们今天要一起来思考。
So we need to think about that together today.
我们基督徒得救难道难道就是去天堂吗？
So for Christians, the reason we want to be saved is to go to heaven, is that it?
所以我们想到死之前我们先来看生哈。
So before we think about death, let's talk about life.
因为我们最近有崔林有生了一个可爱的女儿哈。
We know that recently Crystal gave birth to a precious daughter.
我们感谢主，神也有让我们教会有增加哈。
So God increased our church members.
所以我们知道说这个出生一个婴儿啊是神的祝福。
So we know to be able to give birth to a child is a blessing from God.
那现在问大家一个问题。
But now I want to ask you a question.
生命从什么时候开始？
When does life begin?
Conceive.
Begin with conception?
Yeah. 生命是不是从出生的时候开始？
Does life begin with conception?
不是的哈。
No.
生命是从什么？受孕的时候开始。哈，这是我们的一个非常重要的
概念。Life doesn't begin with birth. Life begins with conception.
因为从受孕的时候，一个生命的胚胎就开始发育了。
So we know that embryo begins to develop once it's conceived.
虽然这个婴孩这个胚胎还没有降生到人世，
Even though this embryo has not arrived to this world,
但是那个生命的能力已经开始发动了。
But the power of life is activated.
所以我们做母亲的最有这感受，对不对？
So the mothers, most of the mothers would feel that.
你可以感受到你胎中妇儿哈开始的动行动啊等等，一点一点的成长。
You can feel the movement of the baby in you that they are growing gradually.
所以生命啊是从受孕开始的。
So life begins with conception.
那么这样的说呢，其实中国华人的有一个传统，我们常常计算年岁的时候算虚岁，对不对？
So the Chinese, the way we calculate how many years we have lived, we start with conception.
所以是有一定道理的哈。
So there is a reason for that.
所以不是从你出生的那个天开始算你生，要再加上一岁哈。
We don't count your years of life from the day you're born.
虽然不是
from the day you were conceived.
虽然不是非常准确的一年，但是多了九个月，对不对？
So even though it's not the full year, but at least it's 9 months.
是有一定的道理。
So there's a reason for that.
所以生命是从受孕的时候开始。
So life begins with conception.
然后呢，这个当成熟的时候，这个生命才怎么样？才会降临到人世。
And once the baby is mature, they will come out into this world.
于是一个生命就诞生了。
So there's birth.
然后我们看到这个婴孩的时候，我们就说，这个是像爸爸呀，还是像妈妈呀？
So when we see the baby, we say, oh, does the baby look like the mother or the father?
我们不知道你有看过崔林的女儿到底是像爸爸还是像妈妈。
现在还看不太出来。
看不出来哈。但是我们知道不是像爸爸就是像妈妈的。
But we know the baby, you know, it will either look like the mother or like the father.
或者两个都像的。
Or the baby looks like both the parents.
如果不像就是有问题的了。
if the baby doesn't look like the parents, then there's something fishy going on.
所以呢一定是像父母。
So the baby will look like the parents.
我们身体的这个形态形状是从父母那里遗传过来的。
So our body stature also was inherited from our parents.
哎，不论我们的这个长得像身高啊，这种身体的形态各种样，从父母那里继承下来。
So our physical appearance, either how we look or how our body looks like, you know, we inherit that from our parents.
甚至我们身体中很多看不见的东西都是从父母那里继承和遗传下来的。
Even some of the invisible qualities we also inherit from our parents.
那以前有一个家庭呢，他领养了一个女儿
哈。There once was a family who adopted a girl.
那这对夫妻呢，非常爱他们的女儿。
And the parents loved this adopted child very much.
但是女儿渐渐长大之后啊
，But once the girl grew up,
她就开始有怀疑了。
She began to doubt.
她怀疑她的父母不是她亲生的父母。
He doubted that his adopted parents are not her birth parents.
因为什么呢 因为她长了一头的红头发。
She has red hair.
哎，她的父母呢都不是红头发的。
But her parents didn't have red hair.
而且她也没有发现她父母的双方的这个亲戚的这个家族里面有任何有红头发。
And she didn't find anyone in the close relatives that have red hair.
所以她就说，哦，我呢肯定不是。这个亲生父母，这个不是我亲生母，所以她要去找她的亲生父母。
So she suspect that these are not my birth parents, so she want to look for her birth parents.
所以这个年轻人他就自己真的去找啊。
So she really did.
后来
他找到了。Research, and then she found her birth parents.
因为同时就是在住在一个town里面。
It's in the same town.
找到以后呢，他就到那个家里面偷偷去看哈。
So she went to that house secretly.
他一看的话呢，那个他那一天去的时候正好呢，他那个。房子的 garage 门打开，他那个家里面好多的孩子们都在外面哈。
So the day she went, the garage door was open, and she saw many children outside.
他一看其他那些小孩，每个人都是一头的红头发。
So she saw every child that they all have red hair.
所以他说，没错，这个就是肯定是他的亲生父母。
So without any doubt, she realized these are her birth parents.
所以大家看。我们依照我们身体的形态形状哈特点
so our physical appearance
我们或者根据我们的 DNA 我们就可以找到我们的父母的
or based on our DNA we can find our parents
而且一点都不会错的
and then it will be without any
mistake 现在这个做起来非常的方便了
now it's very easy to do that
同样的哈
and so in the same way
作为一个人呢不但是有身体的这一部分
So as a human being, not only do we have the physical part,
我们还有一部分呢是属于非物质的一部分。
We also have a non-physical part.
所以我们常常说那一部分是什么呢？叫灵魂。
So that part is called the soul.
所以我们如果是去按照我们的灵魂的样子去索去寻求的话，我们自然就会找到什么？找到照我们的神。
So if we search our parents by the way our soul operates, we will find our God.
因为我们是按着神的形象所造的
Because we are all made by the image of God
所以创世纪第二章第七节这样说
So in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 it says
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人
The Lord Jehovah created man from the dust of the earth
将生气吹在他鼻孔里
And breath breathed into his nostril
他就成了有灵的活人
And he became a living soul
名叫亚当
And his name was called Adam
所以真正成为一个人你光有这个身体是没有用的
So to become a real person you cannot survive just have the physical body
一定要有那种非物质的那一部分
You must have that invisible part
那就是灵魂
Which is your soul
那么我们才可以成为一个活人
Then we can become a living person
那么在正常的情况下呢在我们人生中这个灵魂跟身体 是没有办法分开的
Under normal circumstances, our body and our soul cannot be separated.
那只有当去世的时候才有可能。
Only when we die, that's when our body and soul are separated.
所以我们看到这一段圣经的经文在以赛亚书42章第五节。
So in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 5, it says,
也讲到过说我们非物质的这一部分作为人是从哪里来的
It talks about the invisible part of our body. Where does it come from?
讲到耶和华神是赐气息给地上的众人
To talk about the Lord who gives breath to the people on this world.
又赐灵性给行在其上的人
And he also gave spirit to those who walk in it.
所以我们作为一个人既有物质的部分也有非物质的部分
So as a human being, we do have the physical part and the non-physical part.
那么我们知道说这样才为成为一个有灵的活人
Then that's a person who can live
那么我们的出生我们的人的生我们刚才讲到受孕是生的开始然后有人的出生
We talked about our conception and our birth
但是还有另外一个出生
But there's another birth
就是新生
That's a new life, new birth
就是我们讲的基督徒的新的生命
Which is What we Christian call the new birth.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你成为一个新的生命，你的身体有没有改变
？So when you become a Christian, you become a new creature. Does your body change?
没有，还是同样的。
Your body remains the same.
但是所有改变的，乃是神在我们这个灵魂上，他有了改变。
But what changes is that your soul begin to change.
是什么？ 他把他的圣灵放在我们的身。
Because God has put His Holy Spirit inside you.
所以我们的身体还是原先的身体。
So we still have the same body.
但是我们非物质的这一部分灵魂，有了圣灵在我们里边来居住。
But the non-physical part, which are our soul, the Holy Spirit begin to dwell in there and begin to make changes.
所以他告诉我们很多属灵的道理。
And the Holy Spirit tells us many spiritual truths.
和属灵的知识。
And spiritual knowledge.
我不知道大家有没有感受到哈，你成为基督徒的这种变化。
I don't know you have felt that once you became a Christian, the changes that's caused in you.
我们以前带领查经的时候，知道很多人啊讲圣经的道理啊，他也会讲的很多哈。
We have conducted many Bible studies. Sometimes people will share a lot about what they know about the Bible.
有些人真的是知道很多的。
Some people do have a lot of knowledge.
但你发现他没有信主的时候，他总是讲不到那个点上。
But you find that people who don't believe in God, they cannot touch the real essence.
相反，有些人可能真的没有很多的学问。
But on the contrary, some people they do not have a lot of knowledge.
但是你发现，当他蒙恩得救之后，他说的话，哎，就是有属灵的道理。
But when they become a Christian, you can tell that the words they say, they carries the spiritual truth.
这个就是什么？圣灵开始在这人生命当中开始工作。
That shows that the Holy Spirit started to work in this person's life.
所以这就是生命的开始。
So this is the beginning of a new life.
一个生命开始是从受孕开始。
A physical life begins with conception.
然后有出生。
With birth.
但是当接受耶稣基督的话，神就给我们一个新的生命。
But when you receive Jesus Christ, God gives you a new life.
虽然我们身体没有改变，
even though our body does not change,
但是有圣灵与我们同在。
But the Holy Spirit begins to dwell with us.
那当我们去世的时候，发生什么事情？
So what happens when we die?
我们去世的时候，这个时候是身体与灵魂分开的时候。
When we die, our body and our soul begins to separate.
那么这个时候呢？身体是和灵魂，身体是留在地上。
Our body remains on this earth.
身体就朽坏了哈，
and it begins to corrupt.
不论你是火化还是土葬，最后这身体都消失掉了。
Whether you are cremated or whether you are buried under the earth, your body will deteriorate.
那么无神论的人认为人没有灵魂，他认为人的生命就会终结。
So atheists doesn't believe in souls, so they think once you die, you die.
但是我们知道，那么在人类的历史长河当中，绝大多数的时候我们都是相信说人还是有灵魂存在的。
But you know, along the long history of human lives, most people believe that we do have souls.
那么灵魂去哪里呢？
So where will our soul go?
那么我们上次讲到过说，耶稣基督就像对他那个罪犯，跟他同定十字架的罪犯说，今天你就与我怎么样同在乐园。
And last Sunday we looked at the robber who was nailed with Jesus on the cross, and Jesus told him that today you will be with me in paradise.
所以我们有这样的确信。
So we have this conviction.
如果我们真的离开这个世界的话，
If we do leave this world,
那么耶稣基督的生命在我们身上发动，
that Jesus' life will be activated within us.
我们死后灵魂是与主同在。
So when we die, our soul will go to be with the Lord.
或许这就是我们常常讲的去天堂的。
So maybe this is what we call going to heaven.
那么另外一些呢，如果这些拒绝接受神的救恩的人怎么样？
And those people who refuse to accept the salvation of our Lord.
灵魂并没有消失哈。
Their soul did not disappear.
而是去到了阴间。
They go to the underworld, the Hades.
大家如果读过福音书的话，知道耶稣曾经讲过一个故事。
If you have read Gospels, you know that Jesus talked about the story.
那个拉萨路的故事，对不对？
The story of Lazarus.
那么有一个财主，有一个拉萨路。
So there was a rich man and there was a Lazarus.
那个财主呢，在人生的世界上，他就是享受了很多的荣华富贵。
The rich man enjoyed lots of prosperity in this world.
但他没有怜悯的心。
But he didn't have a heart of compassion.
拉撒路是个讨饭的，他受尽了很多的苦。
And Lazarus was a beggar, and he suffered a lot.
但是当他们死后去的是不同的地方。
But when they died, they went to separate places.
那我们很清楚地知道说，拉撒路是在他的先祖亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And we know very clearly that Lazarus went to the bosom of his forefather Abraham.
那么那个财主呢？
But the rich man, where did he go?
他在阴间里面受痛苦。
He was in Hades being tormented.
所以说当死后的时候灵魂有不同的去处。
So when we die, our soul will go to different places.
这个是很多人难以相信的。
This is something that's quite unbelievable to some people.
因为有人说你怎么能够确定，也没有人去了之后回来告诉过我们。
Because some people would ask, how would you know? Because nobody came back from death to life and tell us.
实际上不但圣经里这样讲过，耶稣告诉过我们确确实实这样的存在。
But actually, in fact, Jesus has told us what it will happen after death.
确实有很多这样的见证哦。
There are many testimonies as well.
我不知道大家有没有听说过哈。
I don't know if you heard this story.
有一个人呢叫 Howard Storm.
There was a man called Howard Storm.
几十年前，他曾经是一个大学的教授。
He was a professor about 10 years ago.
好像是物理学方面。
Maybe in the field of physics.
那么他是坚决的相信是无神论的。
He is a firm believer in atheism.
他认为这个世界没有神的。
He said there's no God in this world.
一切的自然界的演化变化而已。
Everything is conduct or rotated or evolution by nature.
而且他对基督教啊是非常的这个反对。
And he was against Christianity very much.
结果有一次呢，他去欧洲啊去开会。
One time he went to Europe for a meeting.
他到了法国的时候啊。
And when he was at France.
那天正是周末。
It was a weekend.
结果他突然间他身体发病。
And suddenly he got ill.
他不知道当时他身体出了什么问题。
He didn't know what's wrong with him.
所以当时他就很快的就叫了救护车。把他拉到医院里面去。
So quickly they called the ambulance and took him to the hospital.
然后到了那个地方呢，大概语言也不通，然后又是周末，也找不到医生哈。
So when he went to the hospital because of language difficulties and they also couldn't find a doctor.
所以医院的人就紧急的给他进行一些处理。
So the hospital did some emergency on him.
然后就是说要等这个医生来。
And they were waiting for the doctor to arrive.
这个医生呢，好像还不在当地。
And then the doctor was from out of town.
所以没有办法，他可能要等到啊星期天晚上或者星期一这个医生才能赶到。
So he may have to wait till Sunday night or Monday before the doctor can arrive.
这时他的病情非常的严重。
And he was seriously ill.
所以在这个病床之中，他其实他就经历了一种死亡的一个境况。
So on the bed, he had a death experience.
他感觉到他身灵魂。飘离了他的身体。
He felt that his soul has left his body, and the soul was drifting.
所以他在见到了一些个比较污秽的灵哈。
And he saw some evil spirits.
那让他非常的恐惧。
And he was very scared.
所以他见到了一些很可怕的景况，而且这些人呢对他非常的不友好。
So he saw some horrid situation, and these people were very unfriendly to him.
所以在那个时候，他真的不知道应该是怎么样去做。
So he didn't know what to do.
所以在这个关键的时候，最后他突然间想起来，哎呦，他的小的时候上过儿童主日学哈。
So at this critical moment, he thought, "Oh, I've been to Sunday school when I was young."
他大概听过耶稣的故事。
He heard the stories about Jesus.
所以他大声的呼喊耶稣救他哈。
So he cried out loud, "Say, Jesus, save me!"
结果他才突然间看到有一个白光过来来拯救他。
So all of a sudden he saw a white light approaching to save him.
他才脱离了那些污秽的灵的纠缠。
He was able to get away from, you know, the evil spirits.
那么他后来他这个在医院里面被抢救过来是他曾经把这段经历写下来。
So he was rescued, he was resuscitated in the hospital, so he wrote down the story.
因为他从此就完全的改变了。
And so he was changed ever since.
他不但成为了基督徒。
Not only did he become a Christian.
后来干脆他这个连这个教授的职位他也不做了。
But he decided to quit his professorship.
他去做什么？
What did he go to do?
做牧师嘛。
He became a pastor.
因为他经历他灵界里突然有这个不一样的经历，他才知道说，哇，他原先看到的跟他想的是完全是不一样的。
So he had this spiritual, out this world experience, and he realized what he used to believe was different from the reality.
所以他看到那些光明的灵在一起，他说：“哎呀，那是里真是有很多的爱。”
He saw this light, you know, and the angels of light. He said, "There's a lot of love."
但是他说他不想再回来的哈。
He said, "I didn't want to come, really didn't want to come back."
当时那些 那些光明的使者跟他说他必须要回去。
But the angels of light told him that you have to go back.
所以他就回来，于是他就把这个故事啊，把他亲身的经历告诉给所有他所认识的人，说灵魂是确实存在的。
So he returned and he wrote the story and shared with everyone that our soul does exist.
不但存在。
Not only our soul exists.
当我们离开的时候。
When we leave this world.
耶稣基督所告诉我们的是真实会发生的。
What Jesus Christ has told us will happen actually.
所以这就是死亡。
So this is death.
那么是不是死亡我们灵魂到了耶稣那里去就是最终的结局呢？
So when we die and our soul went to Jesus, is that the final end?
不是的，这个
No.
这个福音的话，如果讲到这里，这是讲了一半哈。
So if we share the gospel, we stop right here. This is only half of the gospel. There is the other half.
好，我们大家一起来读这段经文。
Let's read this scripture
together. 传道书第十二章七节，好不好？
From Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
尘土归于仍归于地，
灵
仍
归
于赐灵
的
神。
Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it.
所以灵要归于赐灵的神。
So our spirit will return to the God who gave it.
后面会发生什么事情？
What will happen afterwards?
乃是复活。
That is resurrection.
就像我刚才说的，我们当接受了福音的时候，神只给了我们这个圣灵内住在我们心里。
Just like I mentioned before, when we accept the gospel, God sent His Holy Spirit to indwell us.
我们的身体没有改变。
Our body did not change.
但是这将来就会改变。
But in the future, the body will change.
这个发生在什么时候呢？
When would it happen?
圣经告诉我们，当耶稣基督再来的时候。
The Bible tells us when Jesus comes back again.
我们的身体就会改变。
Our body will change.
就是复活。
That is the resurrection.
就是我们的灵魂会有一个新的身体再重新的结合起来。
Our soul will have a new body to merge together.
所以我们得救啊，不是去天堂的。
So when we are saved, it's not just to go to heaven.
是我们将来要怎么样？回来地下的。
But for us to return to this earth.
因为神的国度要建在地下，对不对？
Because God's kingdom will be established on this earth.
就像我们主导文所读的，神的旨意怎么样？要行在地上，如同行在天上。
Just like the Lord's prayer, may God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
因为我们知道现在神的旨意根本就不能够行在地上的。
Because we know right now God's will cannot be executed on this earth.
Yeah, 所以耶稣基督要回来。
So Jesus will return.
我们也要再回来。
We will come back with him again.
我们不会再有这个身体了。
We will no longer have this corrupt body.
一个复活的身体。
It's a resurrected body.
那个时候我们有一个新的生命。
So at that time we will have a brand new life.
那个是神给我们特别的祝福。
Which is a special blessing from our Lord.
所以这是耶稣基督给我们的应许。
So this is a promise from Jesus.
我们可以看到在约翰福音第十一章二十五节到二十六节这样讲。
We can also see in John chapter 11 verses 25 to 26, it says this.
我们先来读中文，然后再读英文。
Let's read the Chinese first and then the English.
Yeah. 耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
Yeah. 所以弟兄姐妹，神给我们的是非常宝贵的礼物。
So what God has prepared for us and will give us is a very precious gift.
我们的生命本来是在母亲的胎中受孕的时候就开始了。
Our life began when we were conceived in the mother's womb.
但是我们的生命并没有终结的。
But our life will not have an end.
因为什么？因为当我们有了这个新的生命的时候。
Because when we have this new life.
这个是在耶稣基督里面新的生命的。
Which is in our Lord Christ Jesus.
是没有终点的。
There is no end to it.
因为神要给我们一个新的复活的身体。
Because God wants to give us a new resurrected body.
我们要在地上和基督一起来治理这全地。
We will reign with Jesus Christ on this earth.
所以圣经告诉我们在这地上基督要统治一千年。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus will reign on this earth for 1,000 years.
地上是怎么样的？没有罪恶。
There was no sin.
没有苦难。
No suffering.
地上是繁荣和平的。
It's prosperous, it's peaceful.
所以基督要与我们一同作王。
So we will reign with Christ together.
所以这是复活的盼望。
So this is a hope of resurrection.
而且呢，这个复活的盼望还不是终结哦。
But this hope of resurrection is still not the end.
我们看到什么？
What did we see?
永恒。
We see eternity.
永恒。
Eternity.
我们得救是我们的灵魂要得救。
When we're saved, our soul will be saved.
我们要进入一个永恒的国度。
We will enter into an eternal kingdom.
因为神说他要再创造什么？新天和新地。
Because God will one day create a new heaven and new earth.
这个是一个非常美好的。
That's a very beautiful place.
圣经里有很多的地方来描述这个新天新地。
There are many places in the Bible that describe the new heaven and new earth.
我给大家来读几段这样的经文。
I want to read some scripture for you.
在启示录第二十一章。
First in Revelation chapter 21.
那是一样什么样的光景呢？
What is like?
说呢，耶路撒冷城，那城内二十一章二十三到二十五节。
In verses 23 to 25.
那城内又不用日月光照。
And the city had no need of the sun.
因有神的荣耀光照。
Nor the moon to shine, for the glory of God did lighten it.
又有羔羊为城的灯。
And the lamb is a light thereof.
城门白昼总不关闭。
And the gates of it shall not be shut.
在那里原没有黑夜。
But there shall be no night there.
这里是一个没有黑夜的地方。
So there is a place without nights.
但是呢，我们不需要日月的光照，因为神的荣耀充满了这城。
But we neither need the sun nor the moon because God's glory will fill this place.
而又有羔羊，就是耶稣基督。
And the lamb, which is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督与我们同在。
And Jesus will be with us.
在启示录第二十章十四节这样说。
And then in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, it says this.
在那个时候，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里。
Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire.
这火湖就是第二次的死。
Which is the second death.
所以，这一切完全的改变了。
So everything will be changed.
所以我们看到说，这个在启示录详细的描述了那个新天新地的光景。
So in Revelation, itDescribe the new heaven and earth in details.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河。
And he showed me a pure river of water of life.
明亮如水晶。
Clear as crystal.
从神和羔羊的宝座流出。
Proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
在河这边与那边有生命树。
In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there a tree of life.
结十二样果子。
It would bear 12 manner of fruits.
每月都结果子。
And yielded her fruit every month.
树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
所以你不在，我们不会在我们的为身体来担忧的了。
So we no longer have to worry about our body.
我们看到将来的地方有什么？神给我们一条生命的河水。
In this future place, God has given us a river of life.
可以从城里面这样的经过。
It runs through the city.
没有限制，我们可以随时的饮用。
And there's no limit to drink of it.
不但如此，
Not only so.
还有那个生命树。
And there's also a tree of life.
那么生命树的叶子可以医治百病。
And the leaves of the tree can do many healings.
我们知道当亚当犯罪的时候，什么？他是吃了分别善恶树的果子，对不对？
We know when Adam sinned, he ate the fruit of knowledge.
但之后神就禁止人再去怎么样接近生命树了。
And but then, ever since then, God forbid people to get close to the tree of life.
但是将来在永恒的国度里面，那棵生命树怎么样又再一次出现了。
But in the eternal future, in God's kingdom, we see the tree of life again.
我们可以随时的接触到这棵生命树。
We can approach that tree of life anytime.
所以在将来的世界里面，
So in the future world,
怎么样？神与我们同住。
God will dwell with his people.
所以这是一个永恒的国度。
And this is an eternal kingdom.
对弟兄姐妹。
So my brothers and sisters,
谁跟我们的祝福远远超过我们所思所想的？
What God wants to give us as His blessing is far exceeding what we hope for.
我们不仅是死后去天堂而已。
Not only we do go to heaven after we pass away in this world.
所以我们想，我们也不要这样去给人家传福音哈。
So we don't just preach till that say, "Oh, going to heaven, that's it."
但是我们是神要给我们一个复活的身体。
But God will give us a resurrected body.
不但如此。
Not only so.
我们要回到这个世界上来。
We will come back to this world.
我们要与基督一起来治理这个世界。
We will reign with Christ on this world for 1,000 years.
然后怎么样？我们还要怎么样进入这个永恒的国度
？And then we will enter into this eternal kingdom.
因为神要创造新天新地给我们。
Because God will create a new heaven and new earth for us.
而且最重要的是什么
？And most importantly,
在这个新天新地里说，神要与他的子民一起居住。
In this new heaven and new earth, God will dwell with His people.
所以我们现在不像现在，我们见。不能跟神面对面嘛、啊、
Right now we cannot see God face to face.
那么别人说你传的神他看不见、啊、
So people say, oh, I can't see the God you're preaching about.
但是会有一个时刻。
But then there will be one moment.
就是在那个永恒的国度里面。
In that eternal kingdom.
神与我们同住。
God will live with us.
我们可以与神面对面。
We can see God face to face.
所以神给我们很好的福气。
So God has given us wonderful blessings.
很多的祝福。
Many, many blessings.
那么现在我就给大家读一段这样的经文，是描述当时哈将来的这个国度的光景，在以赛亚书。
And now I will read
17-25节。
Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书在主耶稣基督。
Verse 17-25.
主耶稣基督降生大概600多年前。600到800年前之间写成的一部书哈。
Isaiah, the book of Isaiah was written about 700 to 800 BC before Christ was born.
那个时候已经预言说神有这样的计划给我们。
At that time, he already predicted that God has this plan for us.
所以我先来读中文，然后裴师母会来读英文。
So we will read Chinese first and then English.
看哪，我造新天新地。
Oh, behold, I create new heavens and a new earth.
从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。
And the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind.
你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐。
Be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create for.
因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜。
Behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing.
造其中的居民为人所乐。
And her people a joy.
我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐。
And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people.
其中必不再听见哭泣的声音和哀嚎的声音。
And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying.
其中必没有数日夭亡的婴孩。
There shall be no more thence an infant of days.
也没有寿数不满的老者。
Nor an old man that has not filled his days.
因为百岁死的仍算孩童。
For the child shall die an 100 years old.
有百岁死的罪人算被诅咒。
But the sinner being 100 years old shall be cursed.
他们要建造房屋。
They shall build houses.
自己居住。
And inhabit them.
栽种葡萄树
They shall plant vineyards
吃其中的果子
And eat the fruit of them
他们建造的
What they shall build
别人不能住
Others shall not inhabit
他们栽种的
What they shall plant
别人不得吃
Others shall not eat
因为我们的日子必像树木的日子
For as the days of a tree are the days of my people
我选民亲手劳碌得来的必长久享用
And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands
他们必不徒然劳碌
They shall not labor in vain
所生产的
What they bring forth
也不遭灾害
Shall not suffer trouble
因为都是蒙耶和华赐福的后裔
For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord
他们的子孙也是如此
And their offspring with them
他们尚未求告
When they shall not count
我就应允
When they have not called, I will answer.
正说话的时候
And while they were speaking,
我就垂听
I will hear.
豺狼必与羊羔同食
The wolf and the lamb shall feed together.
狮子必吃草与牛一样
And the lion shall eat straw like the bullock.
尘土必作蛇的食物
The dust shall be the serpent's meat.
在我圣山的遍处 这一切都不伤人不害物。
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, said the Lord.
这是耶和华说的。
So this is what the Lord says.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们，神为我们预备的是非常的美好。
So what God has prepared for us is very, very beautiful.
远远在耶稣基督降生几百年前，他已经描绘了这样一个美好的图画。
Many, many hundred years before Jesus was born, God has already described this picture.
那么当耶稣基督成就了这个十字架救恩的时候，
So when Jesus accomplishes work on the cross,
那么这个救恩就临到了所有愿意相信跟接受的人。
This salvation has come to all those who believe.
所以我们没有理由去惧怕死亡。
So there's no reason for us to fear death.
因为我们有勇气来面对它。
We have courage to face death.
那么在我们南加州有一个大学，大家都知道叫南加大哈。
In Southern California, there's a famous college called the Southern California University. University of Southern California.
那南加大有一个这个哲学系里面呢，他这个有一个很好的基督徒的教授哈。
So in their philosophy department, there is a very good Christian professor.
他的名字叫 Dallas Willard 哈。
His name is Dallas Willard.
中文翻成魏乐德哈。Yeah, 那他呢，其实在这个学校里面做基督徒的教授不是很容易哈。
Actually, it's not easy to be a Christian professor in this college, in this university.
因为我们知道，像这种大学呢，这种自由派的影响都很多哈。
Because all the American colleges are very influenced by liberals.
那么作为一个基督徒的话，他的很多的观点都跟他的这个同事都没有办法去沟通的。
So as a Christian, many many of his viewpoints is hard to share with his colleagues.
不过神也很祝福他哈。
But God bless him a lot.
他在这个地方呢，居然教书教了40多年。
He taught there more than 40 years.
而且做了很好的见证。
And he also was a very good witness for the Lord.
所以他也写了很多的书，关于在这个不光在他的专业方面，也在基督徒的信仰方面。
So he also wrote many books, not only in his field of specialty, but in Christian field.
那么2013年的时候，他的得了这个胰脏癌，他就要去世的时候哈。
So in 2017, he contacted pancreatic cancer, and he was writing something.
Yeah, 那个时候呢，很多人都感到非常的惋惜，都希望说他可以活得更久一点，可以做更多的事情。
So many people were hoping that he would live longer and do more things for the Lord.
但是他是一个非常乐观的人。
But he was very optimistic.
他为什么会乐观？
Why was he optimistic?
因为他知道死亡对他来说意味着什么。
Because he knew what death meant to him.
但千万不要误解，他太讨厌他的太太，恨不得马上要离开哈。
Please do not misunderstand that he doesn't like his wife. He wants to leave as soon as possible.
不是这样，他非常喜欢他的太太。他非常想多陪他的太太，但是当那个时刻来到的时候
，He loved his wife dearly and he wanted to spend more time with her. But when that moment came,
所以他非常的震惊。
He was very shocked.
所以在他生命的最后时刻
，She was very calm.
他依然
震惊啊，不是震惊。
他还人到不同的地方去讲课哈。
So he still traveled to many places to give lectures.
所以他在最后。就给大家的祝福是什么呢
？So what was his last blessing to everyone?
Have a good life and a good death.
他说要活得好，也要死得好。
所以面对死亡，他确实也是这样的哈。
所以说 ，he was like this in facing death.
所以有一个人就是特别的去看顾他哈。
He has a special caretaker.
可以说是他的学生吧。
One of his students.
那么在他临终的时候，一直在他医院去陪伴他。
And when he was terminal, his student, you know, accompanied him all through those times.
所以在他离开世界的最后那个时刻里。
So at the last moment when he left.
他好像是在两个世界之间哈。
It's as if he was in between two worlds.
那么昏死过去，然后又醒过来。
He was, you know, in coma, but then he woke up.
然后他就告诉他的学生。
So he told his student.
他说他。到了那边的世界，他说，在一个走廊当中，一个非常明亮的地方，他看到了很多人。
So he said he saw this afterlife in a corridor. He saw light and he saw many people.
但是他力气很微弱，他不能说很多，他只是说 ，there are so much love, so much love.
Because he was so fragile, he was weak. He couldn't say a lot, but he said there was so much love. There was so much love.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们要离开这个世界的时候
，So when we do leave this world.
神将以他慈爱的怀抱来拥抱我。
God will hold us, embrace us with his loving arms.
很多见证人告诉我们，我们会见到很多我们所爱的人。
And many people share that we will see people who we love.
那些人也是用他们毕生的生命来爱我们的人。
And those people also share their life loving us.
如果我们看到说我们现在在这个教会已经有弟兄姐妹有这么多彼此的相爱的话。
Now, if we see a lot of love in our church among brothers and sisters.
那么如果在将来我们见到的。
So what we will see in the future.
比我们现在所经历的爱要多上百倍、千倍、万倍。
We will experience hundreds, thousands fold of what we are experiencing right now.
因为圣经启示我们说。
Because the Bible has revealed to us.
神就是爱。
God is love.
我们希望说我们在座的每一个人都是蒙恩得救的人。
So I hope that every one of us who are here, that you are a saved person.
如果我们当中还有人没有接受耶稣基督成为个人救主的话。
If there's someone among us who has not accepted Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior.
希望你今天就可以做出这样的决定。
I hope that you can make that decision today.
做出这样的祷告。
And say a prayer.
只要一个简单的祷告
A very simple prayer
你真是愿意打开自己的心
That you would open your heart
神真的乐意非常的乐意将他的宝贝的这个祝福赐给我们每一个人
God would gladly bestow upon you his blessings
我们愿大家在这个属灵的道路上
So I hope that everyone on this path of a spiritual walk
能够不断的成长
Can continue to grow
不只是死后去天堂哦。
Not only hoping to go to heaven when you die.
很长很长的路要走。
But there is a long path to walk.
因为神要给我们很多很多的祝福。
Because God has many many blessings to give us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你赐下你的独生儿子耶稣基督来拯救我们。
You have given us your only son, Jesus Christ, to save us.
让我们凡信他的人都不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
我们死后不仅仅是灵魂得救而已。
Not only our soul will be saved when we die.
我们的身体也会得救。
Our body will also be saved.
我们的全人都会得救。
Our whole being will be saved.
因为你有更美好的计划赐给我们。
Because you have much, much beautiful plans for us.
你将使我们在耶稣基督里可以重新的复活。
You can resurrect us in Christ Jesus again.
在耶稣基督的国度里享受你给我们的祝福
And in his kingdom we shall also inherit all the blessings
我们可以得见你的荣光
We can see your glorious light and your beauty
我们每天可以瞻仰你的美容
We can look up to your beauty every day
那是何等的福气
What a blessing that is
主我们也为我们当中如果还没有接受你的人我们交托在主的手中
We also commit those who have not trusted in you
我们希望说每一个人都可以接受这美好的礼物
We pray that everyone will accept this beautiful gift
和美好的祝福
And beautiful blessing
使我们在耶稣基督里可以同享神给我们的恩典
That together in Christ we can also share the grace that is from our Lord Jesus Christ
愿主你改变我们的生命
May you change our lives
使我们可以活出主耶稣基督的样式
That we may live the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ
使我们行事为人都能够讨主你的喜悦
That our walk in this world will be pleasing to you
愿主祝福我们每一位
May the Lord bless everyone
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen